I was across the table from Milo and Bertie. His full name is Bertrand de Sully, and he's Milon's nephew as well as his squire. He's as stocky as his uncle, but small as a shrimp.
Ah, sir, exclaimed Milon.
I bowed to him. Milon pursed his lips.
I forget, you think?
He said. No, I replied carefully.
Yes, said Milon. I not forget I knight you.
Milon turned to our Venetian hosts.
Ah, sir, bravi,
he said in a loud voice. Milo had just begun to explain to the Venetians how in Soissons I stopped a man from knifing a woman when the first course arrived. On my platter were three creatures that looked like very juicy white worms, white tinged with pink. They wore plate armour and had long whiskers. Lord Stephen's eyes gleamed. No time for faint hearts, he said under his breath. Milon and Bertie were tucking their napkins under their chins, and the four Venetians laid theirs over their right arms, and then they all munched their worms as though they hadn't eaten since last week. One of the Venetian councillors, Gennaro, raised his glass goblet.
"Welcome back," he said. "Our friends in God, our partners."
Then we all tapped the table with our knuckles and raised our goblets. I'd scarcely eaten a mouthful before a servant brought in a platter piled with strange black and yellow and green gobs and nuggets, like the nose pickings of giants.
Oh dear, said Lord Stephen, you're spoiling us.
But that didn't fool the Venetian sitting next to me.
Sea snails, he said, out of their shells. You like?
They tasted disgusting, but it didn't matter. I felt charged with such excitement. When I entered service with Lord Stephen as his squire, I supposed we would be joining the crusade at once. But that was 2.5 years ago, and since then I've chosen bonhomie and trained him. I've been fitted out with a suit of armour and practised my fighting skills. I've learned to speak French. I took the cross from our young leader, Count Thibault, before he suddenly died. We met the old doge when we travelled here before, 16 months ago. He's at least 84, the same age St. Luke lived to. His eyes are bright and clear, but he's stone blind. He waves his arms like a baby and never stops talking. Milo and the other envoys told him there's no sea power to compare with the Republic of Venice and asked the doge to build the ships to carry the crusaders and their horses.
You are asking a great deal of us, the doge said.
But in the end he agreed to build ships for 4,500 knights and the same number of horses and 9,000 squires and 20,000 foot soldiers. So every able-bodied man in the city has been boat-building for the last 15 months. Not only that, the Venetians promised to feed us and our horses for the first 9 months as well. I managed to wash down one of the worms and three of the nose-pickings with more wine, and then the servants brought in the next course. Alive.
Magnifique! Exclaimed Milo.
Bellissimi! Exclaimed the four Venetians.
What are they? I asked.
Lobsters, said Gennaro, laughing.
The eight lobsters were blowing out vile sea spittle, and they peered at me in a kind of sunken way. The servants carried the lobsters away to be boiled, and brought us blobs of matted blood and glossy brown balls on a silver platter.
Oh,
gasped Lord Stephen. Cow's eyes, I said. I'm sure they are.